Everyone has a story, and sometimes those stories can be useful in making a difference in our lives. This is Lisa Berry and former University of Michigan basketball coach John Beilein and someone known as Dr. Red Shoe will be sharing their stories in the upcoming Big Hearts for Seniors event that helps five community-supported programs of Michigan medicine serving older adults. So joining us now to talk about that is Dr. Red Shoe, otherwise known as Dr. Margarita Gurry, one of the storytellers, and Jennifer Howard, event co-chair and one of the directors of a program that benefits from this event. Welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Jennifer, let's start with you. Big-Hearted Stories 2021. Tell us what that's about.
Big-Hearted Stories is a gala type of fundraiser that is being held virtually due to COVID this year. And we actually held it virtually for the first time last year. But it is an event that benefits five community programs that all serve older adults through Michigan Medicine.
And Dr. Red Shoe, that's what you want me to call you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're a misbehavior expert, which is already intriguing. But I'm assuming you probably have a big-hearted story that you're going to be sharing as part of this.
I do. It's a story of my last few months in Havana, Cuba, in Castro's Cuba in 1960. And it's a story of the first time that guns were pointed at us and my father's reaction. And it helped me understand that stories have the power to change people, to change the world, one gracious and brave action at a time. It changed my worldview, this story. And now I see that how we choose to see and tell our narrative opens or closes a universe of possibilities for each of us.
You are also a global speaker, a seasoned consulting clinical psychologist, and a self-described sassy grandmother with a dusty black belt. So I feel like you are going to have a lot of big-hearted information to share with people.
Well, I hope so. I think big-hearted is an amazing thing for me. It's been a life-changing event. I never saw myself as a storyteller. And through Big Hearted Stories with Breida Miller and Brian Cox, I'm really understanding what it takes to be a better storyteller. Stories are life and love.
Ah, stories are life and love. What life and love message do you want to share? What are you hoping people will hear when you participate in this event?
Well, two things. One, in terms of life and love, is that stories connect us. Right. And they create a narrative for who we are. So as a psychologist, I know if we tell a negative story about ourselves and others, that changes who we are. But if we can look at a story with more neutrality or even a positive tilt, we can be who we want to be as individuals, families, leaders, as societies. And our stories educate and shape our thoughts and guide our feelings. They influence our actions. They anchor us. And the theme that they chose for Big Heart was generations. So they anchor us in the past, prepare us for the present, and inspire for the future. We need that now more than ever.
As a psychologist, I think when you say story, there are stories you can tell as part of this event, but we tell ourselves a lot of stories too, don't we?
We do. We say we're not good enough, or we say that whatever we do is okay when it's not. So I think striking a story that has to be truthful but inspiring.
And Jennifer, you got former University of Michigan basketball coach John Beilein to tell his story too.
We did. And thanks to a wonderful connection with our MC, Vic Strecker, Vic had invited John to participate in this program, and he was very happy to jump on board. And I understand that he has his own generational family story that I think is really going to fascinate people. And I don't want to give too much away, but he's got his own story to tell that he will be telling live. And then, of course, he'll talk with Vic some basketball, you know, anecdotes and stories as well, because I think that's what everybody knows him best for. But we're really looking forward to having him.
How many years have you been doing this event now?
This event has been going on since 2006. It's raised more than $500,000 for various programs, and the programs that are benefiting from this, I think really we couldn't do our work without this event. Ann Arbor Meals on Wheels is one of the programs that benefits the Housing Bureau for Seniors, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Silver Club Memory Programs, and the Turner Senior Wellness Program. And we've gotten so much amazing support from the community with over 50 sponsors, other businesses that have stepped up to help us out with this event, including our major sponsor, Hillside Terrace. We couldn't be more thankful to our donors and sponsors.
And you think stories are the best way to connect?
I think stories are an amazing way to connect. What's interesting is that the other stories also are all Michigan-based now, but their stories come from across the world and really pull in that theme of generations and talking about, you know, who they are as people today because of what generations before have done and have taught them.
And we're all going to have quite the story to tell after this past year. And again, you're online due to the pandemic, and we'll put a link to that so people can see how to participate. Is that how it works?
I think you're going to put a link out, but it's very easy at michmed.org/BHS for Big Hearts for Seniors.
That's Jennifer Howard, Dr. Margarita Gurry, also known as Dr. Red Chew. We look forward to hearing more from you, and thanks so much for joining us here on WEMU.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Lisa.